KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
Police officer in court fighting for his job while he's being investigated. Welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Thanks for being here. 602-260-KFYI. Now, we're getting phone calls. Here's the deal. A couple of things I want to talk to you about is, first of all, Judicial Watch is going after Police Chief Jack Harris because they say he's double-dipping. Now, we have the new billboard thing going on all over town. There's 13 or 14 billboards all over the valley. I-17, I-10, 202, they're everywhere. And we have the ability here in the studio to update them. But if you use Twitter like we do, and you should be following us on Twitter, KFYI.com, the keyword is Broomhead, you'll see the Twitter account there. But you know on Twitter you're limited to like 140 characters or something. Well, Andrew, how many characters are you limited to?
30.
So he put up there, police chief double dipping. So we're getting phone calls. People are angry. Public safety manager won't fit on the billboard.
Yeah. 30. I fielded 10 calls already about the billboard.
Okay, I get it. All right, I know some of you are upset that he's not the police chief. He calls himself the police chief. I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I don't care if he calls himself Chief Harris. I understand some of you do. And if he's done something wrong, then he's done something wrong. But calling him Chief Harris or public safety manager, it doesn't matter. I understand you're angry, but it doesn't fit on the billboard. Well, here's the more serious issue. This officer, Chrisman, who has been charged with second-degree murder or aggravated assault or both, whatever it is, in the shooting of this pit bull and of this guy in a trailer, okay? And today, the first time it's ever happened in the state of Arizona, ever, a judge said to police management, you are not allowed to fire this guy until the investigations are over. Now, it seems to me, and I'm not a cop, I'm not trying to second-guess police management here, but it would seem to me that before you fired an officer, you'd complete the investigations. I'm just saying, you can't charge somebody for something before you've completed an investigation. I just want them to finish the investigation. You know, I told you, I don't know enough to come down on one side or the other. But I'll tell you this, the more I learn, the more I hear about this, the more whispering that's going on out there, don't throw this cop under the bus just yet, okay? Don't take Officer Chrisman and throw him under the bus just yet. Conflicting stories, conflicting reports, you know, and it's not because he's a cop, I promise you, because there's another cop involved in this. There's another cop who's a witness. I am not very fond of throwing any police officers under the bus. I'm not. But I've said from the beginning, one of these two guys is a liar. One might be a liar and a murderer, but one of them is definitely a liar. Don't throw this cop under the bus just yet, especially after you've heard for the first time in state history, cop is charged with second-degree murder because of a grand jury hearing. Rick Romley went to the grand jury. Evidence he presents, you realize that the defense doesn't get to really present any evidence in a grand jury. The prosecution talks about what gets allowed in. So the old joke is you could get a ham sandwich indicted. But normally, let's go this route. In the past, there was a police officer 6 months ago that was arrested for shaking down and robbing drug dealers. Well, Plea, who's the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, and police management within 24 hours fired this guy. They got him out. And Plea expedited this guy getting fired. So it's not just cops sticking up for cops at all costs. I don't believe that. If I believe that, believe me, I would call them out if that were the case. So when there was a cop that everybody agreed was dirty, they got rid of him. He was gone. Well, in this case, they disagree. But a judge has looked at what's going on here, and the judge today said, well, wait a minute, not so fast. You can't fire him until these investigations are done. That's never happened before. So I'm going to say just this. Don't yet throw this cop out. I'm not ready to come down yet and scream that he's innocent from the rooftops, that he's getting hosed. I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is if a judge looked at the evidence and looked at what's happening here and said to police management, you can't fire this guy yet. You haven't finished an investigation. You haven't shown me enough that warrants him being fired. I'm just telling you that's a red flag. Don't throw this cop out. And I'll tell you the more dangerous part of this whole thing. He's been indicted, which means in certain people's minds he's guilty. If this cop either A, goes to court and a jury can't find enough evidence to convict him, or B, the new county attorney that's been elected, not appointed, goes in there and says, you know, something's wrong here. We don't have enough evidence here. Then there's going to be a lot of people that are angry. So it's not a good situation for anyone, but that's what's happening. That's what's going on.